This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Good day, all. This is your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch, bringing you another edition of our ongoing series of interviews coming to you from the IAUG Converge 2013 that's taking place in Orlando, Florida this week. In this segment, I'd like to introduce to you Dennis Mueller, Avaya's Contact Center Business Development Leader for the Americas Internationals region. Sorry for the noise in the background. Folks are setting up the trade show behind us, and so hopefully that won't be too much of a distraction. Dennis, welcome to the Avaya Podcast Network. I know you've been on before, but welcome to my segment.
Thank you, guys.
Today we want to talk a little bit about speech analytics and some of the ways in which that impacts our customers. Just a little high-level view of what speech analytics is all about, please.
Speech analytics, Guy, focuses on extracting business intelligence from the interactions that customers capture, whether they are voice and speech interactions or whether they're actually social media or multimedia type of interactions. You know, businesses today capture their interactions for quality purposes, for recording compliance, but very few are extracting business intelligence from those interactions that are stored somewhere in a SAN or somewhere in the customer's infrastructure. And analytics basically comes as a tool to be able to extract the business intelligence from those interactions so they can take proper actions and make appropriate decisions to keep the business moving forward.
So once they've extracted that intelligence, how do they use that to put it into action and combine it with other sources?
We actually have the capability of providing root cause analysis as to why things are happening in the contact center, why customers call and become irate, why do customers call and complain about specific services or products, or for example, we can also analyze what are my customers saying about my competition. This is intelligence that the business then utilizes to take specific action on products, services, or processes that may have to be tweaked in order to keep the business flowing in an efficient and effective manner.
In today's really difficult, although improving economic times, the bottom line is always, how do you monetize something like this? Do you have examples of how this turns into business value?
There's some pretty interesting examples we have on the financial vertical. For example, a lot of banks and companies that handle financial transactions are actually using analytics to identify potential fraudulent interactions that may be taking place and then take proactive action to prevent further fraud from going on. Fraud is one of the biggest issues that financial institutions deal with on a daily basis, and analytics is helping mitigate that issue. On the companies that provide customer service or that are interested in maintaining a high level of customer experience, analytics helps us identify what's working, what's not working, what are the products or services that customers are happy or unhappy with, and give the business an opportunity to improve on those products, to improve on their processes, and make the customer experience better. Avaya is not just doing analytics on speech. We're also analyzing text, which allows us to identify what's being said in the social media networks or, for example, in chat interactions or email interactions. We're also carrying out analysis of processes. With our desktop process analytics technology, we're actually able to identify when a process is working behind the scenes, when the back office operation is working with the tools appropriately, or when something needs to be addressed in the way that we handle certain back office interactions. Our analytics technology is not just focused on speed, it actually goes the full gamut of the different interactions that are managed in the contact center. In the future, Guy, one of the things that we're gonna see is analytics actually determining how calls are gonna be routed to agents and who are the most appropriate agents to handle specific interactions, whether they're social media interactions or whether they're actual speech interactions based on agent performance, based on agent skills and also based on what's going on today with the agent capability of handling the calls. Very interesting.
Very, very powerful. It sounds like a great future for that technology. I understand you also do a lot of work with outbound technologies as well?
That is correct. Vaya actually offers two flavors of outbound technology. One is predictive type dialer. The other is an outbound solution that's actually able to leverage the multimedia and multi-channel capabilities of the contact center. So today, one of the things that we're doing with outbound is marrying the experience portal capability of the customer environment, as well as leveraging the utilization of Orchestration Designer to create an environment where customers can set up an automated way of informing customers ahead of time when a payment, for example, is due or when they're late on a specific payment. So any enterprise that's in the collections and accounts receivables business now has the ability with Avaya to automate their outbound environment and get their live agents focused on the more advanced stage collections rather than on the early stage collections, which is a very costly proposition for many customers. In addition to that, we have the capability of planning the outbound environment ahead of time with our contact center operations technology, such as workforce management, analytics, performance management, which ties all of the technology available with the telephony infrastructure with the operational infrastructure. So we can plan, we can analyze, and we can execute the entire outbound environment of the customer in a fully automated way.
So there's the opportunity for collections, but it also sounds like there's the opportunity for being able to drive value to the customer. So it's no longer that idea of I get interrupted in the middle of dinner by a cold call. It sounds like you can put intelligence now behind that to be able to do it the right way.
That is correct. And you know, one of the interesting trends that we've been carefully monitoring over the last couple years is the fact that the contact via voice has been decreasing at the rate of about 10-12% per year, while the contact via social media and other methods has been increasing at the same rate. So the interactions are changing. And so Avaya has been opening the door for customers to be able to keep up with what the generation of today is requiring in terms of contact. So we're not just seeing calls now, we're seeing contacts in every type, in every area, and all of the Avaya technology now has the capability of allowing customers to contact the business in the way and manner that they see fit.
Well, thank you very much, Dennison. This has been a great interview. I really appreciate your time and know how busy you are. So thank you for being on the Avaya Podcast Network today. We've been speaking today with Dennis Mueller, Avaya's Contact Center Business Development Leader for the Americas Internationals region. Listeners, thank you for your time, and please keep listening for the continuing series of ongoing interviews originating from the IUG Converge 2013 occurring in Orlando, Florida. This has been your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch, wishing you all the best in your productive day.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.